Om Shanti. So yesterday, you were told about your spiritual identity. Physical identity, we have been knowing from our childhood. Even before child speaks, if anybody is calling him or her, the child will look at that person. And once the child recognizes that this is the name, as soon as the name is spoken, the child will look out over there. Now we have to have our spiritual identity. So you know who you are? You all know who you are? Yesterday Srila Ben explained to you that we are being in this body, or in other words, I am a soul. I am peaceful, loving, sweet, cheerful soul, happy soul. So what I would suggest is, turn on this row, turn to your right person in the right, and have eye-to-eye contact, remembering I am a soul, you are a soul. Because this is the practice we have to do for being soul conscious. In this row and that row, you turn to your left person, look at in their eyes, no speaking, just awareness that I am a soul, you are a soul, you are my brother. Whether that is a male or female, doesn't matter. We are all brothers. Okay? So do this practice for 1 minute before we go to who I belong to. Om Shanti. So this is the practice now you should do whilst moving around, talking to people. Because once you are used to that practice, it will be easy for you to have not only soul consciousness, but meditation. Now, who I belong to, or who I am, who is mine. So far, in this physical world, we have mother, father, friends, teacher, those who are married may have their children. So we may have many, many physical relatives. But now, when I am identifying myself as a soul, who I belong to? Because we belong to universal brotherhood, so we belong to everybody. So when we are soul conscious, we are beyond nationality, color, religion, language. Because it's a silence language of love that we share with everybody. Because just as in meditation we remain in silence, or at the most we are churning some spiritual knowledge point. So now, on a spiritual level, who I belong to is, we belong to everybody, or we don't have, because when we were born, we didn't bring anything. We came naked, we'll be going naked. We neither will take anything, we have not brought anything when we were born apart from our physical organs, and in that physical organs we had mind, intellect, personality traits, etc. So when we leave body, we will take this, the soul will have its mind, intellect and personality traits. So we, whatever possessions we have here, we are going to leave them here. We are not going to take anything with us. So once I have realized that I belong to divine, so just as I, the soul, is just a point of light, energy, in the same way, supreme being or supreme soul or divine being, or in other words, we may call God, Allah, we Brahma Kumar is called Shiv Baba. So we call divine being as our father. But not only father, father, mother, friend, teacher, guru or guide, beloved, we establish all those relationships with supreme being. You may wonder how can just a tiny point and somebody without body, how can we have relationship? But that something is to be experienced. Is there anybody who doesn't believe in God or atheist? Will you raise your hand? Couple of you. Okay. Because there are many who may be agnostic, not knowing who is God. But there are some people who think there is nothing like God. They say, if we see God, then only we will believe. So the thing is, just as I can't see the soul within, I can see body, I know I'm performing all activities, I feel, I eat, I drink, I urinate, I defecate. So all these activities are going on. The body is growing in the beginning, then decline. So this bodily changes we know. And until the life energy inside, we say the person is alive. Once it has left the body, the energy, soul, once it has left the body, we say person is dead. The vital organs, heart, brain, lungs, kidney, all are there in the body, but one of them stops functioning and the life energy has gone. At times we see that The heart is still beating, person is not conscious. We say he is unconscious. So that sort of a things may happen. So the soul is the life energy within this body, or that's really me. This is my body. So now we have to really separate myself from this body, and through body we perform all activities, no doubt. But it is mine, not me. So that awareness will help us to have link with the Supreme Being. Because when I am aware of this body and the role I am playing, I am thinking about my friends, my colleagues, my parents, my all relatives, jobs, etc. So for a time being, when we meditate, we just forget everything else, just remind ourselves, I am a soul and I have to focus on Supreme Being who is Almighty. Now, some of the BK sisters who used to go in trance or who had vision have visualized Supreme Being as just a point of light, but very powerful light, just as we souls are like stars. So they have vision of stars and Supreme Being being very bright star. That sort of a vision they had. And those who have near-death experience, they have seen that the light from the body is going through the dark tunnel, and at the end of the tunnel, they see bright light. And they really feel very peaceful and happy. But then somehow or other they hear the voice, now you have to go back to the world in the body and carry on your activities. So that is experience of those who had near-death experience. So they were really declared dead by doctors, but they came back to life within a minute or few minutes. So the vision that even some of the BKs had is point of light. Because the human image, whether it's of Christ, deities like Lakshmi Narayan, Ram, Sita, etc., not every religious people will believe in. Even amongst Hindus, some will have faith in one deity, some will have another deity, etc. But whoever is doing worship amongst Hindu also, they will light oil lamp. Whereas in Christian church, you'll see candle. In Zoroastrian temple, you'll see fire burning. So, most of the religions have some symbol of light, and that is the symbolic of Supreme Soul, or you may say God. So whether you say God, Allah, Shiva, it's one. Because different languages will say different names, but God is one, God is truth, God is love, God is ocean of knowledge, ocean of love, ocean of peace, ocean of happiness. So we call God as Almighty Authority. Now, problem is we cannot see Him with physical eyes. We can experience only through meditation. Some people are lucky enough to have vision, or some people are lucky enough to go into trance and see, meet, talk to that light. And amongst Brahma Kumaris, many had vision and many sisters go in trance also, and they have had chance to meet God in a subtle form. So we, whatever is there, we have her name. So name, as I said, we call Shiv Baba. Some people may say God. Some people in Hindi they call Prabhu, Ishwar, Bhagwan, etc. Muslims will call Allah. So different religions will call him differently, but he is one, almighty. And that's why when we are meditating, we meditate on this almighty or supreme power or supreme being or divine being, whatever we may call. And the experience is not only relaxation, but we experience many different powers. Love, peace, happiness, etc. So there is one special session on what powers or energy we can receive from Supreme Being and how we can use it in our practical life. So this Supreme Being question may arise, just as when we meet each other, we first ask, what's your name? What's your nationality? Where do you live? What is your profession? We ask all these things to a new person. Same thing, first thing is we have known how God looks like a point of light. Name, you may call Shiva, Allah, whatever you like, Supreme Being, etc. Now, where does he live, or where to connect our mind to? And Supreme Being is in a abode of peace, abode of nirvana, or we call it Brahmalok. Beyond sun, moon, stars, beyond these five elements. So there is infinite light of red color. And that's why when we are meditating, we have red light, which is reminding us of supreme abode, or in some words also we call it land of nirvana. So it's beyond everything. And so we take our mind during meditation to that supreme abode. Now what does he do? Why we are remembering him? What does he do? So he, God we may call he or she or whatever it is, it's just a point of light. But for convenience, just as we soul also we say brothers, we don't say brothers, sisters. Same way God we say father. It can be mother, friend, anything. We can call him anything. So God is, task of the God that he does is creation, sustenance and destruction. Creation of the new world. Not that the world will finish and he will have to create a new world, but transform the old to new. Because the human beings are the same, whether they are deities, angels, whatever, they have got two eyes, one nose, two ears, two hands, two legs. Even angels have the similar body, or deities also are shown to have similar body, but the difference is in the qualities. That some people we say they are very good, some people we say they are good, some people will say they are evil, because they have negative intentions. So at the moment we call this period as Iron Age. And in the Iron Age, human beings are doing all this evil task of cheating, speaking lies, robbery, murder, corruption, adulteration, all sorts of things are done by human beings, and that's why we say that they are sinful people, or in Hindi we call as Tamo Pradhan, vicious or Tamo Pradhan. So the knowledge that God gives and the power that we receive from God can transform us. So we can empower ourselves through meditation and conquer our anger, change anger into humility with the power of tolerance. Ego, we change it to anger into calmness or peacefulness. Ego into humility with that power of humility. We can change our greed into contentment. We can change our jealousy into respect for everybody, respect for their speciality, self-esteem, etc. Animosity into friendship, carelessness into carefulness, worry, tension, anxiety into carefree nature. So we are able to empower ourselves with this power of meditation and transform ourselves from human beings to divine beings. So that's the task that God does, changing human beings into divine beings, or this Iron Aged world into Golden Aged world or heaven. So He helps in establishment of the heavenly new world, sustains the new world through divine beings, deities, and destroys the vices or negativity. So he gets this job done through main instruments. So we say he gets the job done through his children. So that is his task. And that's why we invoke God whenever there is trouble. Or, if I don't know something, I may say, find out from Google. Or, many times what we say, God knows, I don't know. Means, whatever God knows, He must have told us, that's why we say God knows. So, once upon a time, God must have given us this knowledge. That's why whatever we don't know, we say God knows. So God is ocean of knowledge, and He makes us also knowledgeful. His ocean of peace makes us peaceful. His ocean of happiness, and as a children, we become master, peaceful, master, happy, ocean of happiness, master, ocean of love. So just as Mr. Smith's son is Junior Mr. Smith. In the same manner, God is Almighty Authority, we are Master Almighty Authority. If God is ocean of knowledge, we are Master Oceans of Knowledge. But for that, we have to receive those powers from Him through meditation. So meditation is link between me and God, or yoga is union of self with the Supreme. And that's why the Sanskrit term yoga, yuja, means to connect. So I'm connecting mentally with Supreme Being. So it's a yoga, or we say meditation. So once I have that remembrance, naturally I'll be able to empower myself. And so knowledge is very essential to know where I have to connect my intellect in meditation. And relationship also helps us to link with Supreme Being. Because if I love my mother, father, it's easy for me to remember. If I love my friend, I can easily remember my friend. So those whom we love, we can remember them easily. Those with whom we have relationship, it's easy to remember them. Those whom we know, it's easy to remember them. So knowledge is essential part of meditation, and meditation can empower ourselves or be what we want. Because if I don't want to be stressful but remain relaxed, naturally I have to meditate. So this way, as we practice our meditation, we are able to really be stress-free, worry-free. We have been free from anger, ego, jealousy, carelessness, all these negative traits of our personality can be conquered by empowering ourselves. So the aim of meditation, or how to receive that peace of mind, being tension-free, worry-free, stress-free, meditation can help us a lot. And that will help us to not only be peaceful, but happy, loving, sweet, etc. So let us have now few minutes meditation, and I will give some thoughts what we should have during meditation. So can we have red light, and I will give commentary. Om Shanti. Sit relaxed, yet alert. Keep your hands free, legs touching the floor. I remind myself that I am the being in this human body. I am a life energy. I am invisible point of light. I am indestructible. I never die. I just leave one body and take up another body. My original nature is peace. I am loving, sweet, happy soul. I connect my intellect to the Supreme Being, Supreme Soul, point of light energy. The size of all souls is the same. Supreme Soul is also, size is the same, but much more brighter. Supreme Being is Almighty Authority, Ocean of Knowledge, Ocean of Love, Ocean of Peace, Liberator, liberates us from sorrow and suffering, is a guide, guiding us to be pure, and establishing the pure world, peaceful world, happy world of heaven for us. We human beings have divided ourselves in different nationality, religion, languages, and forgotten that we belong to one Father. We are all His children. We are all brothers. This awareness of brotherhood will create spiritual love amongst all of us. Supreme Being is merciful, having mercy for us when He sees we are suffering, comes all the way to this sorrowful world, imparts us knowledge through medium, gives us our own introduction, His introduction as well as introduction of the creation. So by meditation, I empower myself with different qualities. And I am able to be what I want rather than what circumstances are making me like or getting colored by company of people with negative personality. So it's easy for me through meditation to become knowledgeful, loveful, powerful, calm, relaxed, etc. More I meditate, more I empower myself. Om Shanti, Om Shanti. Let us bring the mind to the physical world again. Om Shanti.